tag tied to it. I hate that. I'm waiting for the inevitable scene in Silent Witness where they pull out three drawers. There's three bodies, three toes, three tags. Camera goes in. It's John Thor, David Jason, and Kevin Waitley. It's the end of the And all the heroines look the same, Vision, don't you? Still, you hardly ever a black heroine. You hardly ever have a heroine in a wheelchair, and you never have a heroine with an enormous bottom. You think of all the girls you've seen on, you know, Jane Austen and Catherine Cookson getting on and off horses and in and out of coaches. There's never a close-up of an enormous pair of buttocks. Somebody going, oh, blimey, them stretch pants don't have get up your crack. It's like when you go to the movies and there's a sex scene between a man and a woman and the woman's naked. The woman has never got a roll of fat anywhere on her body. So every woman I know of whatever size has got a little roll of fat concealed somewhere about her person, for emergency use only. That you can't see when they've got their clothes on. I've noticed this at the gym, you know, people come in very trim and taut in their leggings and leotards. They take it all off. You're pinned to the lockers. Bosoms, bottoms, stomachs. It's like somebody put growth hormone in a jelly baby recipe. See, I've got one. I've got a huge roll of fat around here, which I don't worry about. Sometimes I think, if I fell into a canal, would anybody bother to throw me a life belt? She's all right. It's like you never see a woman on the television with cellulite. Now, every woman I know has got it. You know the stuff I mean? It looks like you've got raw crumpets tacked to the outside of your thighs. Everybody I know has got it, fat or thin. I think God gave it to fat women because he thought they didn't have enough things to feel guilty about. And he gave it to thin women just to really bloody annoy them, I think. Because my friend Louise, she's thin and she's got it and she never used to bother about it. Well, not until she split up with her boyfriend. That was a bit sad, actually. He was an international figure skater. She said he was very nice, but he was very boring in bed, you know. Every night it was the same thing, the compulsories followed by the short programme. But she never bothered about her cellulite, except she had one of those little scrubby massagey things, you know, things with little rubber pimples all over it you take into the shower. You take it into the shower and you give your cellulite a good seeing to with it. And that's brilliant, because then you've got bright red cellulite. But she was quite religious about it. I mean, every morning for about 5 years, she went in the shower and she scrubbed away. And I have to say, at the end of the 5 years, the little scrubby thing looked marvellous, you know, it was all smooth and flat. But her legs were the same as ever. So I said to her, oh, give it up. You know, what does it matter? Cellulite is just God's way of telling you to stop sleeping around and settle down. Find a nice man, hide his glasses under the pillow, keep your pyjama trousers on.
Hey, by the way, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. It's no wonder this is the kind of episode where I can't keep my focus where it needs to be, or maybe it's exactly where it needs to be, and I just don't know it. It's happened before. The antepenultimate radio obituary is for John Stabb, the American punk rock vocalist and frontman, best known as the founding member of Government Issue. He also played in Betty Blue, The Factory Incident, The Factory Incident, Stabb, Stain, and Emma Peel. Also Weatherhead and, most recently, History Repeated. But Stabb, Stain, and Emma Peel, that might be one of the best radio obituary sentences in some time. He occasionally acted and was a freelance writer for publications including the Washington City Paper and Forced Exposure. John Stabb just passed away at 54. Oh, the many times I saw him. It's the, what is it? What did I say? The antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Anybody lose a shoe? Wait, it might fit me. How much? How much do you think this shoe is worth?
My shoes are made for walking.
Yeah.
See, I'll take that right down and we'll pretend it never happened because I have more obits. Do not think that I do not have more obits that I can do instead. So you're going to get, what are you going to get instead? That's a good question. So we'll move this one up. You don't need to know what goes on behind the scenes, really, but you will someday. Someday. Okay, let's see here. Antepenultimate is for Cleet Boris, because that last antepenultimate obit never existed. Cleet Boris was a cartoonist and rock musician who was quite popular in the 80s and 90s. He had a number of hits with his band L'Affaire Louis Trio, who had a number of hits in his native France. Cleet Boris created a number of comics for Magic Strip, one of which featured the imagery adventures, the imaginary adventures of his rock trio. Cleet Boris just passed away at 53. I don't think I did this one last week. You all can correct me if I'm wrong, and I know that you will, because that's just how you are. What'd I say? The antepenultimate radio obituary for Cleet Boris right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Mais elle ne ment.
And so thanks to that, now you get this, the penultimate radio obituary for Filthy McNasty. Best known as the club owner in Southern California. He owned the FM station, which was a North Hollywood location that he was well known for. He also owned Filthy McNasty's on the Sunset Strip back in the 1970s. That's probably what he's most known for. That one went on to become known as the Central and eventually the Viper Room. Filthy McNasty just passed away at 73. See, I was even less prepared for that one. Thank you very much. Because I was double prepared for the other. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice that I double prepared something for you? I think you should really appreciate that. It's the penultimate radio obituary for Filthy McNasty right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The ultimate radio obituary, threatening as I may be, is for Robert Mothersbaugh Sr. father to Devo founders Mark, Bob, and Jim Mothersbaugh. An integral part of the group's early visual identity under the guise of General Boy. He found infamy for a generation of experimental rock followers when his sons drafted him into their Devo project in the role of General Boy, where he would appear as the character as early as the group's 1976 student film In the Beginning Was the End, The Truth About De-Evolution. Then he popped up later on in various interstitials and sometimes even in concert. As the story goes, General Boy is the father of Bougie Boy, which of course is Mark Mothersbaugh, not Fred Boak, in a creepy baby mask. And in the short film, ahead of Devo performances of Jocko Homo, the militarist and his son uncovered suppressed documents that explained, well, we're all Devo. Every man, woman, and mutant on this planet shall know the truth about de-evolution. Mark Mothersbaugh Sr. just passed away at 91. Let's go back to the original appearance as part of the Ultimate Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh.
All right, we're going to make this happen. We are going to make this happen. Okay, I think we've got it now. Let's try this again. The Ultimate Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Shall know the truth about de-evolution.
Oh, Dad, we're all Devo.
Just when
And that just about wraps up tonight's episode and Ultimate Radio Obituary for Robert General Boy Mothersbaugh Sr. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. One final tune to go out on. Then we'll be back here next week with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. And whatever else might happen to crop up in that episode. That's next week. I can't think about that now. I can't be bothered with that. Don't make me think about that now. But I promised you this would be an extended session, and you got it. I promised. You'll get it again next week, probably. I can't imagine that you won't, because I already have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 obits on deck for next week. That doesn't even include everything that's still sitting out there and everything that is to come. It's the never-ending saga of the radio obituaries. We will catch up by the end of summer. I swear it. As I swore whatever it was I swore at the beginning of tonight's episode, I don't even remember what it was. I'm sure someone will let us know over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. But right now, you know I am only killing time as you are becoming, agitated. Yes, I bet you are agitated right now as you await what you know I am going to wrap up this radio obituary with. And if our associate producer and valet, when Chandler is not using him, and Chandler is not using him now, Fred Boak, if he's not here and ready to go, that's going to make me really sad. But he knows where to find it otherwise, as do you. We're just about to wrap up this show, then hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. But until then, it's our favorite song ever to put in any radio obituary that ever happened. It doesn't happen too often, but when it does, you know we're going to go there. Let's wrap up the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Robert Mothersbaugh Sr. and tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Which might be better than- the same, but I'm to blame, it's plain to see. So go away, leave me alone, don't bother me. I can't believe that she would leave me on my own. It's just alright when every night I'm all alone. I've got no time for you right now, don't bother me. I know I'll never be the same if I don't get her back again. Because I know she'll always be the only girl for me. But till she's here, please don't come near, just stay away. I'll let you know when she's come home until that day. Don't come around, leave me alone, don't bother me. I've got no time for you right now, don't bother me. I know I'll end. If I don't get her back again, because I know she'll always be the only girl for me. But till she's here, please don't come near, just stay away. I'll let you know when she's come home until that day. Don't come around, leave me alone, don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me.
here to do. The things you wanted, I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know who I am. You know I can't let you slide through my hands. Why? A dull aching pain. Now you decided to show me the same. No sweeping exit. Stage lines could make me feel bitter or treat you unkind. Wild horses couldn't drag me.
Wow. My name is of no importance. You see, I'm a product of a century which started at the height of class-conscious imperialism and ended with a society so reduced to totalitarian commonness that in my final years at college, the saying, mediocrity rises, became very popular. And being mediocre, I rose. And you're not supposed to laugh at that.